Back, Mrs. Louis Armstrong, who is the honorary chairman of the Louis Armstrong Memorial Concert, and Al Cobetti, who is the chairman, how shall I say, the working chairman of the Louis Armstrong Memorial Concert, to be held on Sunday evening, June 4th, at the Philharmonic Hall. And I understand that the purpose of this concert is to raise funds for a community organization known as Elm Corps. Is that right, Al?
That is correct.
And what is Elm Corps?
Elm Corps is a non-political, non-profit, philanthropic organization which was incorporated by the state of New York in 1968. Elm Corps now has a recreational program. We are now involved with some 1,000 kids throughout the area of East Elmhurst and Corona, where Louis Armstrong lived and died. And one day we hope that the Louis Armstrong Memorial Center will encompass all of our current activities, which also includes scholarships for kids, a musical program, and educational program, and job referral. And we were deeply honored just here recently that our basketball team went all the way to the semifinals.
What was Louis' relationship to Elm Corps?
Well, actually, Mr. Callender, Louis' relationship was just being a community, just living in the community. As you know, that Louis stayed very, very, very busy. But Louis loved the community, and he would never leave. We've been in our house. Louis and I had been married 30 years when he passed, and we'd lived in that house 29 years. And he kept saying, this is my neighborhood and my people, and I'm not ever moving.
Now, there were a lot of prominent so-called black entertainment people, political people, who at one time lived in East Elmhurst.
Lived in East Elmhurst and Corona. I know that Bill Kenny lived across the street from me at one time. And they moved. They wanted mansions and things, but Louis, I don't think Louis would have been happy in a mansion. Louis was not that kind of a person. Mm-hmm. He was an earthy man. He lived with the man in the street. Yeah. He communicated with them, and that's what he wanted.
You said you spent 30 years with Louis.
Had been married 30 years. We were sweethearts for 3 years before we were married. That's a long time to give to someone, and it's been a beautiful, beautiful relationship.
Did you travel with Louis a lot?
Everywhere, really? All over the world. Small towns, big towns, small cities, big cities, small countries, large countries.
Did it get boring at any time listening to Louis night after night?
You gotta be kidding.
Really?
How could anyone be bored with those beautiful notes? Louis was creative even at home, even when he was just practicing, and he always blew his horn before he went to work. He always says, if you got anything wrong with you, at home is a place to find out. Don't get on the job and try to rectify it.
I remember something, Al, when we were talking with you over in East Elmhurst the other day. You said Louis had some little package that he used to distribute to people. Was that
Swiss Chris is an herbal laxative. Honestly, this is something that Louis was really hung up on. He believed in keeping your system clean. He felt that if he had a sour stomach, or if you're out on the town the night before and you had a big head, you gotta have a cold sore on your lip. The next day, and he says, how are you going to blow your horn with a cold sore? He always felt that after the taste of the food, what good was it?
Yeah.
You know, leave it all behind you. So he believed in this, and there's one thing about Louis. If he found something that was good for him, that became a lifetime habit with him.
Mm-hmm.
If he found something